Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners. Oh, man. We're about to talk about something that pisses me off. We're about to talk about something that pisses me off. I had to say it twice because it ain't that nice. But look here, stoners. We're about to talk about quote unquote deadbeat parents. Let's go. Hold on. I don't know the name. Anyways. Oh yeah, stoners. See, that conversation to somebody is like, it's crazy because I don't like the fact. We're gonna start about deadbeat dads. Let's start the conversation off talking about quote unquote deadbeat dads. Mm-hmm. My definition, and I strongly stress the term my definition. Right, but my definition of a deadbeat dad is a man that can but won't. I'll repeat that. Is a man that can but won't. Okay. Now I'm gonna elaborate. Say you meet this guy, right? Cool cat. Got him a nice little gig at Wendy's, trying to come on up, do his thing. You know what I'm saying? He fuck around. You know, he lives with his mom still. You know what I'm saying? But he's a cool cat. He's trying. He's trying to, you know, get to where he's 25, 26. But, you know, he's a late bloomer. But you see potential in him, right? He looks good. Big dick. Eat pussy. You in the building with him, right? He gets you pregnant. Now, his first response is not of a proud father. You know, he's pretty scared. You know what I'm saying? And for a black man, being scared always results into anger. Because that's just how we raised. You know, you a bitch. But nigga, you scared, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I ain't scared. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. Being a black man, it sucks, but true. So he go from scared to how am I going to take care of this baby and this woman? Or God forbid, he has a woman already. What am I going to do about this? Da, da, da. Then he turns to anger. Okay, so now you're angry because he's not quote unquote happy, right? Okay, so instead of having a conversation about either abortion or adoption, you just decide, you know what, I'm having this baby. Okay, I'm gonna have the baby. I don't care that I don't care that, and this is how most women think, I guarantee you, I don't care that he only works at Wendy's, he needs to go get him a better job. I don't care that he only lives with his mom, he needs to go get his own crib. I don't care. That's usually the moniker of every woman that's going through the child support or the quote unquote deadbeat daddy syndrome, because they want the man that they met, right, to automatically transform into the man he's trying to be, but on their time frame. Right? You meet this guy working at Wendy's, living with his mom, trying to get somewhere in life. You add on more stress and baggage. Now, not only do you want him to do better, you want him to do it now. And because he cannot do it at your speed, he's all of a sudden a deadbeat dad. Every time I ask him for money, he never has it. I mean, that speaks for itself. Anytime I ask for a little bit of help, it's always a problem. Well, you do realize that this man that you let shoot your club up is the same exact man he was 9 months ago. He's still on the journey of becoming who he's supposed to be in life. You just gave him extra weight along with the weight he's already was carrying, and you're wondering why he's not moving at top speed. Okay. I don't like the fact that when you hear I'm putting him on child support, which that conversation there, no, we're going to have that conversation. That right there is total bullshit. Okay. It's total bullshit because of this fact. If the man has signed his name on the birth certificate, the woman, for whatever reason she deemed plausible, can go down to the family courts and put that man on child support without him even knowing it happened. That is a law nationwide. You could be doing everything right, but when mad day come around, you know what? I've actually heard it. Say something else to me. Watch me walk down to the courts and go put your dumb ass on child support. That's actually conversations and arguments women use. I've heard. Seen. Okay, stoners? Child support is bullshit because it is. First of all, child support was created to stop wealthy, rich white CEO and Fortune 500 business owners from basically having sex with their maids and having side pieces out there, having all these kids and not taking care of them. Right? Once again, it draws me back to a point of deadbeat is a man that can but won't. So you got a Fortune 500 CEO that put a baby in you and he's just like, I'm not taking care of nothing. Well, now the law has to step in. But when you got a man working at Wendy's or working at the gas station, or, you know, or don't even have a job, he's out there trapping. How can you say as a mother, you're doing what's best for your child? Because I don't care what nobody say, child support does not help the mother, it does not help the father, and it does not help the child. It does not help the mother because you don't get the full brunt of the money, right? The courts have to take away their little cut, and then they send you what's ever left, okay? So you get cheated out right there. For the man, money is taken out of his check every week or every 2 weeks, however he gets paid. If he missed a payment, he missed too many payments, a warrant will be put out for his arrest. He will go to jail and he will not be able to get out until he is able to pay the full amount of what he owes in child support. This is how it hurts the child. Now, if all those things come to fruition, now the child gets no money, no support, and now he doesn't even have his father. Now, with all those variables, and let's talk about the other side of it. Let's just say you put him on child support and he's paying every week, right? What makes it right, to turn your child into a bill? You essentially turned your child into a bill for the father. It's a bill he got to pay every month. Oh, man, I got to pay this child support bill. Don't you have your son every weekend? Don't y'all like chilly? Don't y'all talk every day? Don't you buy him clothes and shoes and do your thing? Yeah, I know, dog. But so why you got to pay a bill to have a child? That's essentially what it is. Now, I don't think child support, right, is for the poor and or middle class, depending on the situation. I don't think women should have absolute power like that to go down to the courts and be like, yes, he's the father, I want to put him on child support. Why? Because he ain't doing nothing, even though he's doing everything. I think every case should be analyzed. Okay, ma'am, we have your grievances. If you can show us a little shred of proof, show us all the receipts that you have did, or what have you done for the child and all that good stuff. And then we have to give him the opportunity to come down here and show what he has done for the child, and we will assess if he deserves to be on child support or not. They don't do that because it's not about the child. It's not about the well-being of your family. It's about that almighty dollar. That's why women are able to go down there and put a man on child support without no confirmation of anything. Like, I know a man, honestly, I know a guy, and I'm not going to put his name in there, obviously, but I know a guy, and he literally pays for everything. Not like her rent and her house bills and all that, but he pays her car note. Okay. But I'm talking about for the child, essentially. Like, there's nothing she has to reach in her pocket for them because it's already done. And he's on child support and been on child support since the baby was born. Baby was born 6 months later, boom, he's on child support. No rhyme or reason. No rhyme or reason. And to this day, she literally cannot look me in the eye and give me a plausible reason why she put him on child support. She literally looked at him. One day we was drunk, we were just talking, and I asked, and she spoke freely. But while she was talking, she realized she was on some bullshit, so she tried to change the subject. But she was like, you know, I just thought that's what you do. So, you know, and then he wasn't really there, like, talking about, but, you know, he got his act together. And I'm listening to it, and all I heard was the very first thing that uttered out of her mouth. I apologize for me. But, yeah, I thought that's what you're supposed to do. Love, that's not what you're supposed to do. You don't put a wedge between your family like that. You know? Women, we need to stop using, I say we, y'all need to stop using y'all kids as weapons. Okay? Now, I know I'm speaking from a man's point of view right now, and I know a lot of you women are listening to this and be like, you know, there are different circumstances for other situations. Like, you're dealing with a guy who actually is doing well off and actually can help, and he just refuses. Well, then I tell you, revert to the beginning of the podcast. A deadbeat is a man that can but won't. Deadbeat is not a man that tries but can't, or that can't. Plain and simple. That's all I'm saying. You don't meet a guy who's on a journey to be the best man he can be, but then on his way, put a few more luggage in his car and then wonder why the car is moving just a little bit slower. You cannot expect more from less. I mean, you know, not in all aspects of life. Okay? That's all I'm saying, Stone. It's like, we need to literally step back and look at situations, okay? There'll be women out there that'll be with a man for 10 years strong. They struggle every month trying to get the rent together and make sure everything was okay with their family. Da 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 da. Sooner or later, they break up, and next thing you know, she put him on child support. You know, I got to make sure my kids get this and my kids get that. Let me ask you a question. Love? How are they supposed to get anything if the dad is incapable of getting it? If he couldn't get it for just y'all two before, how is he going to get it for now three? I just want people to use a lot more common sense when they do things. I just think our queens, they just sound so stupid when they say, I'm going to put him on child support, as if whether he pays or not, you have an automatic check coming through, which that is never the case. He either pays and you get some money, or he don't, and now your whole family is in disarray. Now you don't have a family. Now you have to go out there and introduce your son or daughter to another guy, and hopefully he's the right one. Hopefully he treats all of you right. And you don't want to do that. Your child or children should know who their father is, regardless of what you think about them. Let them develop their own feelings and attachments to this man. Because when you first met him, nobody was in your ear telling you he's this and he's that. You developed your own feelings for him. I just want people to pay attention to what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put a person in a position of failure and then expect him to succeed. Y'all women, y'all, like, real talk, y'all kill me with that. What that, the phrase, I'm putting him on child support because I need my child to be taken care of, it makes you look like you're not doing or even want to do your job. And it makes you sound dumb, because if he pays, you only getting a little bit at a time, and they're taking, and you, so you would rather give money to the courts rather than work it out with whoever you're with. Please do not take this podcast as one of those podcasts. Oh, he's just bashing women. And that, I'm not bashing women. I swear I'm not. I have a daughter, I have a sister, I have a mother, and I love all of them dearly. And I will teach this to my, or I'll give you another story. I'll give you the other end of the spectrum. Let's talk about my sister. You know what I'm saying? She has three kids now. She just had another baby. Congratulations, love. But she had two kids by two different niggas. And both their daddies wasn't doing shit. Both of them. My sister stayed with my mom for a stint. My sister stayed in a homeless shelter for 6 months with both of her kids until she finally got a voucher for Section 8. Then she got her own apartment. From there, she stacked her change working two jobs. And guess what? Now she has her own house. I think it's like a three or four bedroom house. Nice little port. The backyard looked like a fucking football field. She got a nice job. Her new man now, shout him out, he has a fire-ass job. They've just had a new baby, and she's moving on with her life amicably. Now, as far as my niece and nephews, dads and them, I mean, you know, they speak, you know, da-da-da-da, but there is no need for them to do anything. There's a want. I want you to be in your child's life. I want you to come over here and see them. I want you to pay for certain things so it can give me a break. But there's no need for it, because I got it. When she decided to lay down on that bed and then lay down on that doctor's table and then have them children, she had it in her mind, I got it with or without you. It would be nice to have you, but I'm not going to ruin your life because you don't want to be a part of mine. That's the woman way of thinking. Because what if one day down the line, this man actually realized, man, I'm messing up. Or you just going to be like, no, you can't see them now. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't feel that way when it first began. Well, damn. You must never change your mind. Your first thought must always be permanent. I'm speaking for men in this fashion because I feel like when you call a man a deadbeat dad, it gets the wrong kind of say. It's like, you want me to pay for something that's $10 and you know I only have a dollar in my pocket, but you don't care. I hate it when a woman that supposedly loves her family, that supposedly loves the child, that used to love the man, can literally say the words, I don't care. If a man says, if you say, I need $200 for this, that, and the third, and he say, man, I swear to God, I wish I could, but I literally just pay rent. A woman would her instinct is to, oh my God, every time I ask you for something, it's always something. You know what? Never mind. It's not like he said he spent it on weed or some girl or just know. He just paid rent so he can have a place to live, so the child can come over and see his father, which ultimately becomes the most important thing. I want to give a special shout out to my baby's mother, Alicia Finley. Okay? A very big shout out. Because, and then here's the trippy part. She actually has me on child support. She does. She actually has me on child support. And she did it like right when he was born. I was like 18 or 19 years old. I really didn't know, you know, what I was doing or whatever like that there. But the reason why I want to say shots out to her after everything I just said is because even though she put me on child support, I can look in her eyes and she knows and I know and we both know she didn't have to do that. I honestly don't think she even have a reasonable reason for doing such thing. But guess what else Alicia never has done? She's never kept me away from Caden. She's always tried to make sure me and him have a relationship. And when I say try, she's willing to let me use the car, bring me to the house, bring him over here. She makes the effort for us to have a relationship. Hmm? Now, a lot of y'all women probably thinking, oh, she's crazy. If you don't want to do it, you're just not going to do it. No, you want to know why? Because she loves her son. She has nothing to do with me. She loves her child. Guess what's important to her child? His father. So as a mother and as a woman and as a queen that she is, she makes sure that I'm around. Nigga, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. What you're doing right now, you chilling? But look, you need to come on over and peace up. You know what I'm saying? Your son miss you. I'm on my way. I wish I would tell her no. See, I'm not one of these people that's saying that, oh, you put them on job support, you're a bad woman. No, because they like I said, there are circumstances. But then your actions your actions after is what actually matters. I've gone to jail twice because of mispayments and child support. Guess who was on the phone with the judges, lawyers, and actually willing to pay for me to get out? You guessed it. That is a queen. That is a goddess. That is what women do. They take care of their family. Guess what I am? Her family. Whether we made it, whether we're together or not. That's all I'm saying, women. You have my sister who did it without their help and still didn't put them on child support and still do not deny them the opportunity to come be a father. If you don't want to be a father, that's on you. You can't blame nobody but yourself. You can't say you can come see your child anytime you want. But every time the man pops up, there's an argument or there's some petty stuff going on to make him feel unwelcome. It should only be about your child. You shouldn't worry about us. Stop lying, because I used to say I love you. And love is not a light switch. I'm not just going to turn it off even though you did. I'm speaking from experience. And I'm also speaking from, you know, just being a man. Being a black man in America trying to make it. You know? It's very hard to be who you want to be in life when the people you love and hold close to you are the main people holding you back. You know, I just want everybody to be a family. You know what I'm saying? You think back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, things was all peachy keen? No. Women grow up with the fairy tale that Prince Charming is just waiting for them to notice them. Right? But let's keep it honest. If you met Prince Charming, would Prince Charming actually want you? Are you that perfect? A woman who have been a hoe all week. I'm talking about fucking anything that smiles at her. Right? Gets pregnant. Right? Have to get DNA tests for all the niggas. Did I say tests? Oh my God, I want to go back to school and slap my teachers. Your DNA test for all the people she's with, right? Excuse me for burping. That's crazy. Find out who's the daddy, right? Then she hops on the other side of right because she has to be. You're just going to be a deadbeat and you ain't even going to try and take care of your daddy. You take care of your son. Now she can go to family court, put that man on child support, and now she got her a nice little lick, especially if he's actually trying to stay out of jail and be a father at the same time. Is that right? No, it's not, stoners. But guess what? That's the reality of what's going on in this world. Women are using their children and child support as weapons because they know it's hard to scare a real nigga. It's hard to scare a king, an alpha male. But man, when you talk about taking away my freedom and or taking away my child, I gotta buckle. My knees gotta buckle a little bit. And women know that. Women know that, especially white women. Jesus Christ, you better not even yell at a white girl. Nigga, did you just raise your voice an octave? Oh, hell no. Let me dial 9-1 and wait for you to talk one more time. I dare you. You know what I'm saying? So we just, men are at a disadvantage, especially now in the big Me Too movement. But I think it's men too, huh? Hashtag men too. Add that in, because we're in a fight now, man. You know, we are now in a fight to keep our freedom, our life, and our family together. And all we want is our respectable women, our queens, our goddesses, just have our backs. You know? That's it. Please follow me on all my social medias. Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDuPaBC. If you also would like to follow me on my Twitch, it is the same exact thing. I also have a Stoner Talk channel on YouTube where I do, you know, videos every now and again. You never know what type of video you're going to get. Lately, I've been streaming a lot of video games, a lot of Fortnite, a lot of Call of Duty. But, you know, that's just to stay active and all that good stuff. But please, everybody, love life, love yourself, take care of family. And I promise you, family will always take care of you. Okay? And as always, Stoners Unite!